Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
There is a huge matchup going down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this weekend when Georgia Tech welcomes Notre Dame to town. But there are now some health questions to be asked about Haynes King, Georgia Tech's starting QB. And Coach Brent Key, has been talking about how he's a tough kid. But unfortunately, we did see him leave the fourth quarter of their win against UNC with what appeared to be a right shoulder or some sort of arm injury.
Yeah, unspecified is what they're officially saying. So. And it just means, like, you just got the crap knocked out of you a few times. And, like, we used to always laugh when I was playing. The things would come out. Like, instead of just saying basically it was a vet day, they had to have an injury. And it would just be, like, general body soreness. General body soreness. You'd be like, so he's just old. But obviously in Haynes King's, the way he looks, that's not the thing. But Brent Key's saying he's day to day. Here's why this even is a thing to me, Tiff, because obviously I follow Vegas a little bit. When this line first started out, it was like 7.5 or 8. And the further we've gotten into the week, you know how somebody, like, sometimes your antenna just goes up, like, somebody knows something. All of a sudden, this is an 11. They're 11.5-point underdogs in this one. And obviously, Notre Dame has some holes as well. They've leaned on their defense. Their defense has a number of injuries. Riley Leonard has had his ups and downs. They're trying to get things going offensively. But I'm like, 11.5 to me just screams 11.5 that Haynes King's not playing. But I hope he does, and I hope he feels a lot better. And I hope
they're going to need him.
Yeah, they're going to need him. And this is one of those midday kind of primetime slots on ESPN where everybody's kind of like, everybody's kind of looking at Notre Dame to figure out what they are. And I think Bama's kind of in this seat, too, where they've had big wins and then also massive letdown losses. And it's like, dude, we don't even know which brand of team you are. But right now, we're hoping Georgia Tech can kind of correct that. I'll be rooting for that. You know I'm a Brent Key
fan.
Well,
we talked about, just for him, for Key, just how much of a signature victory this could be, as this program has already turned around when he got here.
Yeah, and you mentioned it during your victory in Which One Wednesday yesterday, your massive defeat over Squidbilly.
It was massive defeat.
I mean, he was, honestly, I think you broke him at some point. Like, you did. Like, he was kind of in his feelings.
He's still recovering. That's the word on the street.
Yeah, that's the word on the street. He's kind of limping back to the studio. No, I mean, like, I think that you were spot on, though. You said, because the question was asked, which one would be a bigger victory? Is it Georgia going on the road beating number one? Or is it Georgia Tech beating Brent Key? And the feeling is this could be a signature victory, much in the way we thought week one was against Florida State before we knew what Florida State was. It's like, now we have a little bit bigger sample size out of Notre Dame. Hopefully they can try to pull this one off.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.